Learning capabilities. How much can we learn from our brain? This question has been bothering the minds of academics and heads of educational institutions for many years now. The results of many studies show that the power of the human brain is vastly underestimated by most people because they think that it would be close to impossible for any human to control the activities of his or her mind completely. But the power of the human brain is a fact, proven by thousands of researchers done in all parts of the world. If someone were to ask you this question, you will surely have an answer based on your personal knowledge and use of the technology that you are using right now. You probably use some kind of technology to control how you speak, your body language, your thoughts, and even the way you move. All these brain activities are controlled by your brain, and the mind itself is a powerful tool. Identifying styles of learning. Since the process of learning has so many facets, you should be able to identify your learning styles and adopt the ones that you find useful for your daily life. There are actually two types of learning styles, visual and auditory. Visual learning styles are often referred to as object-oriented, and auditory learning styles are often referred to as data-oriented learning styles. Auditory learning styles are often used when you have to read something. You learn by listening, hearing, and associating the words with the pictures and the sounds. For example, if you have to learn Spanish, you will likely use flashcards to represent each word. Or you may make use of audio materials like podcasts and audio CD to learn the language. Visually oriented learning style is related to linear thought patterns. Here you learn through images and illustrations. It is much easier to comprehend things when you are visually presented with them. Visual learning also helps to increase the retention rate in most cases. Of the two learning styles, it is the auditory method that is associated with lesser retention. Research has shown that students who learn visually perform better than those who learn auditorily. One of the reasons is that auditory learning styles require more focus and less distraction. While reading text on a page, you can easily skip lines or read a paragraph twice just because you found it interesting enough to read it that way. However, when you are listening to a song, you cannot do this because you need to focus to follow the intonation and the flow of the music. Experimenting. When you are learning new things, you tend to experiment vastly. This is one way of preparing yourself to remember the material better. While experiments might help you remember the information better, they will not teach you how to retain it in the long run. So it's not always the case that learning styles are the way to go. While these learning styles have their own importance, we should keep in mind that research has proven that the actual power of the human brain lies in solving problems. Thus, it is better to choose an activity or task that allows us to solve problems using logic. This will help you develop your logical skills and consequently hence enhance your cognitive abilities, and that being so, also your mental power. Being human means that we are always in search of learning new things and new abilities to make our lives easier and that of others better. Therefore, there are no limitations in this quest. But unfortunately, there are also limitations in the human brain. So if this is the case, how then can you be able to improve your cognitive ability and your mental power? The power of the human brain, in conclusion. There are many ways to improve your brain, such as reading books, learning new things, playing computer games, listening to music, etc. But one important element is that you should choose the way or activity which allows you to solve problems using logic. This is perhaps the most important factor to consider when learning new skills. The more logic you incorporate into your learning styles, the better results you would achieve in improving your brain.